Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. That's quite a countercultural story that God is writing, huh? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days long, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So we're going to hear a little bit about now from the high school missionaries, just as how God is working and how God uses these trips to kind of write a new story in our lives and hopefully through our lives for other people. So I'm going to invite four or five high school missionaries up. I did not pre-select these, so we're just going to select them now. So Anna, you want to come up? That'd be great. Anna, Ryan Radio, you want to come up? That'd be great. Nick, would you come up? Who else needs? Kellen, I need you, man. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. Allison, you want to come up too? Thank you. So I think we have a pretty good variety of kind of different things that we've done, did on the trip. So why don't we just start out just a real quick, like just 30 second. What did you do? So you worked with Metro Ministries. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about like what did you do as far. So 4 days out of the trip. 3 days, 4 days out of the trip, we're in a specific team, a small group that's sent out from where we're staying at, and we serve at a local organization or doing something. And so I just wanted to tell, what was your service project for the week?
Okay, so Monday and Tuesday, we worked out of a food truck. So first in the morning, we went to a warehouse and we sorted like all of the good and bad food. So we threw away all of the moldy stuff, and then when we got all of the good fresh produce, like fruits and stuff, we loaded it into a food truck, and we went to low-income senior citizen apartments, and we set up all the food, and they came out with their shopping carts and stuff, and it was kind of like their grocery shopping for the month, and they were just so grateful, and that was like their food for the summer or the month. They got as money much as they want. And then Wednesday and Thursday, out of the same food truck, we did Sidewalk Sunday School. It's kind of like VBS. And so we went to different apartment complexes, and we just sat up there for like a good 45 minutes. And we sang songs with all the kids and played fun games and stuff like that. And yeah.
Okay, so on Monday, I went to a nursing home, and we just played games with the residents, and we kind of helped them get back to their rooms, and that was really fun. And then on Tuesday, we went to the food bank of Denver, and we, what did we do there? We sorted food, like Anna did, and we helped load food trucks, and there was a lot to do there. That place is huge. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, we went to the same place both days. We went to a thrift store, and we helped, like, put clothes away because they, at the thrift store, they employ a lot of people who have disabilities, so they need a lot of help with that. And, yeah, that's kind of all that we did.
So Ryan and I were in a group together, so I'll tell you about Monday and Tuesday, and Ryan can tell you about Thursday and Friday. But on Monday, we went to a place that was called David Clifton Ministries. And he's a man that had some experiences early in his life. And he made a promise that when, kind of to himself and to God, that when he got himself in a position that he would give back to the community. And so he has started this ministry where it was kind of a combination soup kitchen, clothing depot, food shelf, and then he was also renovating the second floor of this old building to, I think, eventually become like some short-term housing for people that are homeless. And so it was a lot of fun work. It was very humbling work. and it was hot. Tuesday, we went to the Boys and Girls Club, and we had the opportunity to play all day with kids, and so that was also fun.
So Monday, Tuesday for my group, we participated in, like, the Denver Paint-a-thon. So each day we would go to, like, a new house and paint and meet with the owner of the house, and we got to, like, talk to them while painting, and that was a really cool experience. On Tuesday we had, like, a girl that didn't speak English, so Ryan Bieberdorf was, like, our translator for the day. So that was kind of cool to see. We had a really cool, like, leader for the paint-a-thon that worked with us. He was, like, 25 years old, so he really fit in with our group, and that was a lot of fun to do. And then Wednesday, Thursday, we went to, like, the local Boys and Girls Club, which was a super nice facility. They had, like, basketball court, like, a gym, and then they had, like, a studio, like, a music studio inside, which was really cool to see, like, the kids work in there. And it was just a bunch of fun to work with those kids. So,
yeah, so on Thursday and Friday, and me and Nicole's group, we painted houses through the paint-a-thon that he mentioned, through Brothers Redevelopment, Inc., which sounded like they're a organization that does any sort of yard work and anything outside for people. And I believe, if I remember right, the paint-a-thon was, their goal was 100 houses a summer. Yeah, so it was cool to contribute to that.
So, Allison, this was your first mission trip ever, Kellen, number four? Three? So, Allison, what is something that kind of surprised you, or being your first mission trip ever? So a lot of people maybe in this room have not ever been on a mission trip. What is something that kind of, like, just caught you off guard? And then Kellen, as she's talking, why do you keep coming back? I mean, why come back year after year to go and get sweaty and hot and dirty and do God's work?
I'd say just the fact that I left here and I didn't really know a lot of people that were going on the mission trip. And when we came back, I had grown so close with so many people. So that was really cool.
Yeah, I'd have to say relationships, too. That's a big part. You get to know a lot of people that you wouldn't really hang around with here in Bemidji, which is a great experience. And also, like, such, like, a high that you get on for, like, Jesus and, like, just, like, being yourself and all that throughout the week is something that we can just escape from that we have here at home, which is really neat. And it's just something I definitely have looked forward to for the past couple years.
And the theme this year was storyline. You heard at your group some pretty interesting stories. Yeah. Would you mind sharing one of those stories?
I'll have to think of one. Well, a lot of the kids, or a lot of the areas that we were, they were, like, drug-infested, gang-infested areas. So it was definitely really hard, like, making those relationships with those kids, and then, like, just watching them go back to those homes, which was really hard. But...
And you worked with a man, was it G?
Who?
G? The two pastors and then G,
oh, no, correct? we didn't work with G. But okay. We worked with Pastor John and Pastor Bob. Yeah.
Okay, right, right.
yeah.
Right.
But yeah, they had some really interesting stories too, and like how they ended up where they were was really cool.
Yeah, so hearing their stories and just kind of being inspired by those stories. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Nick, was it you guys that worked with G? Where did G work? Food bank, okay, at the food bank. We'll catch that at 9:30, then, sounds good. Yeah. Ryan, what is something that that you experienced, because you've been on a few mission trips, you've been on the Jamaica family mission trip, what is something new that you heard or experienced this week that kind of just really stayed with you?
Something that touched me was working at the Boys and Girls Club. There was a kid there that Trevor actually was playing with, and he looked like one of the kids that when you walk in will run up to you and look like he just wanted to play with you, and we had so much fun playing with him. But then afterwards, talking to the person running the Boys and Girls Club, we learned that he was actually one of the shyest kids there and one of the hardest kids to connect to. So I think that was something that just was new that I experienced, and just how God can work through that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Nick, what was a highlight for you this trip? You've been on many high school mission trips. What was the highlight this year for you?
So this one was kind of a different trip for me. I've been on quite a few, and it's been fun to, you know, share that experience with my kids and then the other kids as well that kind of become my own. I think this year I have I've struggled a little bit getting back into real life. And we have, you know, usually we come back and I miss the kids, I miss the adult leaders. But this year I think really exploring God's story and how our stories are interwoven with his and interwoven with each other's, and how really we shouldn't be the authors of our own story. It's God that's the author of our story. What I've struggled with is kind of coming back into that real life and having seen a lot of the struggles that that people in Denver were experiencing, you know, the homelessness, which is similar to here, the lack of food, which is similar to here, and how their stories really connect with our stories, and those are real world problems. And so to come back and be met with problems that aren't real world problems, they're trivial problems. And I've really struggled with that. And, you know, I was kind of inspired by Pastor Bob's story, which was I think he lost his job, or he was laid off. He had been on a mission trip. He was an adult leader, had gone to Denver, and stayed in touch with this Pastor John, and then he lost his job. And he felt like, instead of like kind of, you know, crumbling in, he was so touched by what was going on in Denver that he reached out and he moved his family to Denver, and now he works with Pastor John in the food bank, and so they have a fantastic ministry. And it's just being open to God and open to what he's saying. And I know that this is a really long answer, but I'm going to add just one little piece. You know, a lot of times as adult leaders, we hear from others, our friends or others in the congregation, you know, why do we have to go away? Because there are real world problems here. And I think to add to what Kellen was saying, you know, I kind of liken the mission trips a little bit to like a sports camp or a band camp, where you go away and you learn the skills that you bring back to your team or you bring back to your band, and you really have a chance to practice those skills in a safe and confined setting where we get to explore them and, you know, really grow. And then we come back and we get to share everything that we've learned with those of us that are, you know, the rest of us that are on the team and can really tackle those real world problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Kellen, this is your story is going to be changing here in a month or so, pretty drastically, going off to college, closing a chapter of your high school career. What was probably the biggest highlight of this trip, coming at it from knowing it's your last kind of trip? And what's just something that you're going to take to college from these experiences, all these experiences that you've had?
So I'd say, like, the biggest thing for me, like, with my last one, was just trying to be, like, as open as I could and, like, help as much as I could, because, like, this is it, you know? Like, just all or nothing kind of thing. So yeah, like, working, like, just with the kids on the last one, I was just trying to, like, get with every kid, try and, like, learn everything about, like, everyone there, and, like, just paint as much as I can, you know? But, like, one big thing I think I'll definitely take into college is, like, God's, like, always working, right? So, like, even if, like, I'm struggling with the class or one of my buddies is struggling or something like that, just kind of, like, guide them in that direction and just, like, know that he's always working and that there's always, like, an answer. So,
let's end with this, and this is for everybody. So on the mission trip, both the middle school and the high school mission trip, on the first night, we listened to Psalm 23, and then we were supposed to take a word or a phrase that stuck out from Psalm 23 and kind of keep that as our kind of mantra for the week. And so my bracelet, and we wrote it on a bracelet to remind us, I chose the words, He leads me. If you remember, would you say, what words did you take from Psalm 23 and kind of, how did that stick with you?
I think it was restores. Mm-hmm. And that's because, I don't remember what I wrote. I wrote this long thing about it, and just that He renews me, every time, I go on these mission trips, and it makes me, feel so humble and stuff.
I think I wrote, He leads me, pretty sure, because it kind of just reminds me that I don't need to worry as much because I know that God has a plan for me.
And I wrote, I shall not want, because I find myself, oh, those shoes are cute. Or, I can't wait till I retire because I'm going to do this. Or, I want things. And so it was, I shall not want. I want to be a servant and kind of put some of those other things aside.
I wrote that His rod and staff comforts me. Because, even though it may not be, Him right there, He's just, working on the side or just a small piece of him is always with me. So that really stuck out to me.
I wrote the same thing as Nicole, I shall not want, just because it's so powerful to me that He has every need of ours covered. And that, yeah.
Amen.